This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A little bit of NFL news just came down. Cowboys are releasing cornerback Trayvon Diggs. Signed a 5-year $97 million extension July of 2023. Got banged up and hadn't really returned to form. Getting hurt. And
he gets hurt. He has a lot of lower body injuries.
Yeah.
He did have that. You know, it was an issue this offseason because he wanted to do his own rehab and all those other things like that, and didn't get back in time. Didn't do the proper rehab to get himself back from the injury he had last year. He's just been injured a lot. I mean, the dude is an amazing man-to-man corner, but he gets his ass handed to him a lot. You know, but he's a playmaker when the ball's in the air. But yet, you know, I don't know.
Now he'll go through the waiver process.
Yeah, yeah.
And if unclaimed,
yeah,
which at $97 million extension,
ain't nobody picking up that damn money.
He'll become a free agent and can kind of go. I only bring it up because I literally 8 minutes ago was like, we need a corner opposite AJ.
Nah.
I don't know if he's the right one, but.
Nah. This type of cat don't need me in Atlanta. Well, he got away in Dallas, so, but nah.
Fair enough.
Good on that.
Want to talk some college football here, Randy. And we got a couple of different stories we'll get to, but I want to start with the facet here in Georgia. We got some news earlier today. Quarterback Ryan Puglisi is going to stay with the program.
All right.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Sure.
All right. I mean, obviously he's a guy that he's been in the program. He's been the backup here for a few years, and you know, I'm sure he wants his opportunity. And we understand Friday, the whole state of college football can all go away and go to new programs. We understand it because the transfer portal opens up on Friday. But yeah, I mean, anytime you can have that kind of experience and everything, I do anticipate Gunnar Stockton being the quarterback at Georgia next season. But yeah, you can have enough experience, and you know, I think that's the ultimate thing nowadays is the retention of these players. I just saw that Iowa State has 16 players.
Yeah, I saw 17. But
I mean, it's unbelievable when you look at that situation where college football
not,
is now.
By the way, not returning starters.
Yeah.
We're talking about just players. They have 17 players.
Yeah.
Plus a recruit class.
Yeah,
and so they're going to hit the portal hard.
And everything like that. But I mean, that's just where.
It's a tough go.
It really, really is. But I think, you know, when you look at it, that between that and the recruiting aspect of it, I know I saw one of my favorite people. David Jacobs, his son, DJ, he's the
– Yeah.
Yeah, he's like one of the top players, legacy and everything. He decided to go to Ohio State, which, bless that boy, good for him. But I laughed at the picture. They got the still photo of DJ's face. And I know DJ's proud of his boy. Him and his wonderful mother, Desiree, I know they're proud of that boy. But it's just funny. DJ's like, what? Ohio State?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, but yeah, it's
still – Edge rusher, largely viewed as number one in that class.
But it's still early, man. It's still – we got a 20 – we got the number one quarterback in 2028 coming to Georgia. It's still early, man. It's still early.
They had the number one quarterback in 2026
exactly.
Coming, right? And now he's at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, it's still
will
early,
be.
Dude. Yeah, just, but yeah,
no
congratulations
doubt.
To the Jacobs family, man, because they're my people right
now. He should have put it on the line for the game.
Yeah. Put what on the line?
Winner Wednesday night gets – not only a chance to play in the semifinals, but they also get me.
Yeah.
Make it interesting.
Okay, so any team claiming Trayvon Diggs would be responsible for the remaining $472,000 guaranteed game check this season.
This season.
Yeah. So he doesn't have any more guaranteed money.
That's what I was wondering is any of the playoff teams could place a claim, pay it out the rest of the year,
right,
and then probably part ways in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean,
if they feel
is he healthy,
it.
Though?
I don't know.
That's the thing about it. Is he healthy and ready to play?
So there you go. A couple other things here, and a lot has been made about Notre Dame and their setup with the college football playoff and where they need to be ranked to have automatic berths into the playoffs and not being part of a conference and creating their own schedule. They recently canceled a couple of different series. And one of the series that they canceled was with USC. This is a long-running rivalry that Notre Dame and USC have had. That maybe it'll start back up in the future. I would imagine so. But in the meantime, Lincoln Riley's kind of calling out Notre Dame and potentially head coach Marcus Freeman there. I almost said Marcus Smart for some reason. Marcus Freeman there. Because at one point they had said anybody, anytime, anywhere, and Lincoln Riley says if that were the case, we'd still be on the schedule.
Well, I mean, we talked about this, Abe, when you were out, and I was just basically saying this is the non-risk factor in everything. I know that Notre Dame is picking up BYU in place of it, and you know BYU is always going to be a formidable opponent. But for this and other rivalries that are going away and things like that, that's just where college football is. And I mean, Lincoln's right about one thing, because they are not in a conference. They have the schedule flexibility to be able to add who they want. It's a shame that this game is no longer being played, because, like you said, it's a long-standing rivalry. Yeah. When you look at the Trojans and the Irish playing every single year. The game doesn't have the same luster as it used to have, but yet I think they could bring it back somehow. I think Marcus Freeman is a hell of a coach. I think Lincoln Riley is a good football coach too. I really, really do. But
he obviously is not.
He's not
what they had hired him. Yeah. He's not putting them over the top, yeah, and I don't believe that's there.
Yeah,
anymore.
I know they got the number one recruiting class and all those different things.
Okay.
You know. I mean, I'm not an LA guy, you know, but I mean, you put them down there where what's it called? LA Live, one of them nice condos and stuff. I might move to LA too. You give me, put me in that and everything. Let me get me in the movie premieres and stuff like that. But no, I hate that game has gone away. But you know, more than anything, it's just the whole Notre Dame thing. And then people, I saw, did Marcus Freeman make Notre Dame likable? Hell no. I like Marcus Freeman. I don't like Notre Dame, and I damn sure don't like him now that I know that they are a bunch of snake, soft little willy nally, killy killy.
Keep going. Just no, get there.
Lucky Charm mascot-looking ass. Gonna whine and then gonna have it negotiated.
Like Lucky Charm tie-in.
Negotiated, and if we're in the top 12, we automatically get in. What a bunch of trash.
Well, again, I think they're –
what a bunch of trash.
I think their deal falls apart because I think they're going to go to 16, not 14.
But that's the thing about it is –
and they don't have a deal with 16.
Keep expanding for – I understand why they're expanding. Money. If you're going to expand, make sure that at least two rounds are on campus. At least two rounds are on campus. At least. These games this week should be on campus. They should be – Georgia should be hosting Ole Miss again. And what about them? I like Trinidad Chandler. I think he's an amazing player. But, y'all shouldn't have won. No, you didn't give us the game. We took the damn game because we shut y'all ass down. Don't do that. Don't do that, young fella. He's a hell of a player, and he's going to be a problem on Thursday night down in New Orleans. But to sit up there and come out and say that, you know, we thought we should have won that game. Y'all kind of gave it to Georgia. You didn't give a damn thing to Georgia. Go back, young fella, and rewind the tape of the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't do nothing.
No.
Y'all didn't do nothing.
And we're going to break that game down a lot more tomorrow.
You didn't do nothing. Nothing.
I find it real tough to make an argument
that
this game's even going to be as competitive.
Oh, it's going to be a good game. He's too good of a damn player. They're good. Are we going to win? I mean, obviously we're going to win. But I think, is it going to be like it was last game? I don't think it is.
Well, we'd be mid-third quarter in doubt, I guess is my question. Yeah, yeah. I find it tough to get there. It can happen, right? Anything can happen.
But that, for that to come out your mouth, you're very, very bright young man. Yeah. Come on now.
Couple of offensive coordinator pieces of news, one incoming, one outgoing. Chip Kelly, hired by Northwestern.
Chip Kelly,
wants to not be a head coach.
He just wants to coach ball, man.
he wants to coach ball, but he doesn't want to do it as a head coach.
He just want to coach ball, man. He going to North Damn Western to be the offensive coordinator. He loves to coach ball. I mean, think about where he's just been. Just want to win a championship.
Then
he goes to be the highest paid offensive coordinator or coordinator in the NFL, not in college, the NFL, gets fired, collects the $6 million, then gets to go to Northwestern.
And Northwestern's never going to – I mean, not never, but they're not going anywhere. The expectations are mid.
But,
there
anyway, that man likes to coach ball.
He's made it, in my opinion, very clear he doesn't care to ever head coach.
Nope, he likes to coach ball.
Shout out to one of my former hosts and longtime college football coach, Rick Neuheisel.
Yeah, man, I was listening.
Dallas Renegades, UFL.
I was listening to him in
Childers.
Yeah, I was listening. No, it was nothing to do with the Childers. But he was doing the Childers voice, and it was so fun. It was pretty damn funny. But, no, coach made the announcement that he is going down to coach the Dallas Renegades.
Yeah.
And that was where Coach Stoops was at before him, and obviously he's taken over and everything. He did say that he was going to continue his gig at CBS and all those different things, but I like Neuheisel. It takes Andy to talk more about him because he knows more of him than I do. But I just think he's a ball coach. I remember earlier this offseason rumors about Washington State and all those different things, but he just wants to coach ball. And he saw that he would turn, Ted Ginn is coaching the Columbus team in that league now. Ted Ginn Jr. is the head coach.
Oh, I figured it was Junior.
Yeah. I was like, really? Ted Ginn Jr. is the head coach up there? And then I know, obviously, my main man, Anthony Beck, was in St. Louis, is now Orlando. And then St. Louis just hired.
I haven't followed it that closely.
Oh, God. It just came out yesterday.
You got me, Randy. As much sports as I watch,
I
follow the UFL.
I got Abe.
As I need to. The other bit of OC news outgoing is at Clemson. And this is where Garrett Riley has been ousted along with safeties coach Mickey Kahn. Garrett Riley was brought in off of he was at TCU and was kind of viewed as one of those
Ricky Prohl to the singles. But no, I think you remember when they hired him because you remember
he was
shout out to Coach Elliott up there in Virginia. I mean, first time 11 wins in that school's history and everything like that. And that was the biggest thing that helped. Obviously, you had great players at Clemson and they could transfer, but you had those coordinators. You had Venables and you had Elliott.
Yeah.
You know, and then once they went on about their business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dabo didn't replace him. And you thought you were replacing somebody to make things more modern and
all
those things.
The guy they had with DJU Falter.
Yes. And so, Dabo's going to make a lot of changes.
This guy, though, Garrett Riley, was an up-and-coming, like headed towards head coaching.
He was the TCU OC when
with
it went
Max
to the
Duggan and all that. Yeah. And it just kind of fell apart there. Trio of bowl games today, the Independence Bowl, the Music City Bowl, and the Alamo Bowl. That's Coastal Carolina versus Louisiana Tech, Tennessee versus Illinois there in Nashville. In the Alamo Bowl, USC against the aforementioned TCU. So a trio of games going on today, 2 o'clock, 5:30, and 9 o'clock, all on ESPN. All right, it is time to wrap things up. The Midday AMA. Any question, any topics, including your thoughts on the Falcons' performance on Monday Night Football. Nothing is off topic in the Midday AMA. 404-726-0929 if you want to join. This hour is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. The AMA is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.